today on Real Radio.
To each and every one of us tonight, no matter who we may be, no matter what has happened, when we say it's too much, it's too far, I can't do this, it's over, it's done, God says, let me speak to you who are weary a word.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Can I Ask You a Question, Part 1, continues now in a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the book of Isaiah does an amazing job of magnifying Jehovah God as the Holy One of Israel. It also points us towards the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as the one who will come to deliver us. But its final prophetic fulfillment has not yet come to pass, and that is how God will create a new heaven and a new earth, including a new Jerusalem. In Isaiah chapter 49, we saw that the servant Messiah is none other than God's Son, Jesus Christ. But Israel refused to believe the scripture of the ancient prophets and rejected Christ as the Savior. Still, God promises to save Israel in the end. He'll do it by removing the veil from their eyes so they can not only embrace all the scriptures, but come to only one conclusion, and that is, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. So today on day 3 of chapter 50, Pastor Jack tells us how our God takes great delight in talking with us. He wants to strengthen us when we are weary and comfort us when we're hurting. Only God can bring true healing and deliverance when we come to Him with our pain, our worries, and our fears. And now continuing his lesson called, Can I Ask You a Question? Part 1. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality. That's all of them. Impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have told you before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is God's word. So that's how you walk. How do you run? You guys are Wednesday nighters. I would think you're more than walkers. You're runners. Okay? Sunday's awesome. Sunday's, Lord's Day is great. But Sunday, look, there's people that come in here on Sunday. You can tell. They walk in, they're like. And I don't know what they thought they were walking into, but like a convention or something. So Sunday, you don't know. Sunday services, you know, it's kind of like fishing down at the pier. You don't know what you're going to pull up on a Sunday service. But if you go trout fishing in here in the Sierra, you're not going to get a shark in the Sierras, right? You're not going to get a shark. You're going to get a trout. Okay? You guys are trout people here tonight. You're Wednesday nighters. So you can, you know. So here's how you run. It's 2 Timothy 2:22. This is awesome. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee, fuego in the Greek. It means escape. Listen to this. I'll give you the whole meaning. Escape, become a fugitive, run to safety from youthful lust. That's what the word means, to become a fugitive. Flee, also youthful lust. But pursue, this word means run toward the rescue point, run toward the answer, righteousness. What does that mean? Simply this, when you see something, watch, when you see something that's not right, you know it. Even if you don't know it, you know it. I'm talking to the Christian tonight, you know what I mean? Even if you don't know, no, there's been no sign put up, you just know, wait a minute, you know what? Do you know what I'm talking about? Isn't that amazing? Do you know what that is? Not it. Him. That's the Holy Spirit. He's going, I think you should leave this person right now talking to you here out here. You should get away from this person. I mean, he's awesome. You listen to him and you'll never be led astray, and he'll tip you off to things before you even realize what's going on. And there's times when it's just like, I don't think we should turn left. We should keep going. I just got a funny vibe on this one. And then later you find out, look what God kept us from. Something. And you're saying, no. The Holy Spirit's saying, watch it. No, uh-uh. Listen, when you sense that, obey. Get up and run, Forrest. Run. Run, run, run. And you run away from that warning thing that you're being warned about, and you run straight to your city of refuge, as it were, to the strong tower of the Lord. You run straight to him. Israel didn't do that. Paganism came in and they went, wow, that's very much more shiny than ours. That's really cool. And we can mix a little bit of that in with this. We can have that too. And you can do that. And it'll cost you. Now, God's asking, whose fault is this? He says in verse two, why, when I came, was there no man? What a sad question, huh? This is the third question. Why, when I came, when I came and spoke to you, there was no man? And fourth question here, why, when I called, there was none to answer? When God is calling to a home, calling to a husband, calling to a man or a woman or a wife, when God is calling to you, and God is saying, answer me. I'm reaching out to you. God is speaking to you. And you can hear his heart breaking in this. Look at verse 2 goes on. Is my hand shortened that at all that it cannot redeem? That's question number 5 already. Is my hand so short I can't save Israel? California, Jack, Betty, Karen, Bob, is my hand so short I can't save you? This is the God of the Bible speaking to a nation that has run away from him, and he's calling out to them saying, what's the deal? My hand's not short that it couldn't save you. Isn't that awesome of him? Isn't that precious of him? That's the God, that's my God we're talking about here tonight. Well, it's fine, but he's my God. He's God, but is he your God? He's the God that says to you, I'm reaching out. My hand's not so short I can't save. Indeed, my rebuke, listen to this, so that was question 5. Or have I no power to deliver? Of course he has power. Indeed, with my rebuke, I dry up the sea. Ooh. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink. Because there's no water, they die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. God is saying, aren't I God? I can do anything. I can save you. You may be here tonight saying, man, the first 20 minutes, you shove it right between the face here. I mean, I'm just totally guilty of all the stuff you're talking about. So then do something about it. Don't get upset with me. Don't send me a letter. Send a prayer to God. You're wasting your time talking to me. Send a prayer to God. Ask him to forgive you of your iniquity and ask him to heal you and to forgive you. His hand's not short that he can't save you. He's got the power to lay out the heavens. He controls all that there is. Wow. Look at verses 4 and 5. Remember, the title is, Can I Ask You a Question? Hasn't he given you his answer? That's what he's saying to Israel in verses 4 and 5. And he's saying this to us. Hasn't he given us his answer? By the way, this is amazing. You ought to mark your Bibles here. This is an epic shift in this portion of Isaiah chapter 50, because now it goes messianic. This goes all to the Messiah. Listen, you can stop a Jew today, have him turn to Isaiah 50 and ask him to go to verse 4 and start reading, and he'll tell you this is messianic. This is about the Messiah. Now, he may not know who the Messiah is yet. You do. This portion of scripture in your Bible, on your lap, is nearly 3,000 years old. It's a prophecy about the Messiah. It's a prophecy about Jesus. Listen to this. Verse 4. The Lord God has made me. Notice in your Bible, by the way, should have a capital me, M on me. Why? Because in the original language, it's deity. It's messianic. That's why a Hebrew scholar will tell you this is a messianic verse. This is speaking about the Messiah of Israel. Everybody knows this. So follow me, people. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Really? This is interesting. If the Messiah is of divine origin based upon Psalm 2, Proverbs 30, verse 4, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, Isaiah 7, verses 13 and 14, and Isaiah 9, verse 6. If the Messiah is of divine origin, then tell me what is going on if the prophet says that the Messiah will come into a place of learning. That doesn't fit in your Judaism or your Christianity unless the Messiah is born as a human into this world as our Redeemer and learns to walk and to eat and to run and to play and to study just like we. It is a remarkable verse that is sometimes missed on us in the Western culture. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Does Jesus not speak? Look at your Gospels. Does he not speak words to the weary? He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Look, church, we won't go much further than this. We'll pick it up next time. Listen to this. Israel, front end of these few first three verses, failure, turn away from God, iniquity laid upon them, brings them into tragedy, self-inflicted wounds. Verse 4 launches this incredible announcement by God saying, the Messiah will come and he will speak words to those who are weary. He will minister to you who are downtrodden and cast down. He will do for you. Listen, this is his job and he loves it. This is his nature and he delights in this. To each and every one of us tonight, no matter who we may be, no matter what has happened, when we say it's too much, it's too far, I can't do this, it's over, it's done, it's God says, let me speak to you who are weary a word. When you're down, do you ever get down? Do you know why you get down? The reason why I'm asking that question is because some people know why they get down, and then there are those who do not know why they are down. And there's a big difference. Neither one feels good. But if you know why you're down, then there's a little bit of comfort to that weariness. Are you with me? If you got fired, I understand why you're down. But if you're here tonight and you've just been following Jesus just tooth and nail, you know what I mean? That's how I follow him, tooth and nail. Just dig in every day, right? And until he comes for me or until I go see him. It's just this way. You know what the word is? Persevere. You just persevere. What gets tough is when there's no explanation for why you're weary. The Bible speaks to this as often oppression, where you're spiritually down. You check your pulse, it's still beating. You're still able to pay the bills. Nobody's dying. Your car still rolls. Are you with me? You know what I'm talking about? Everything is normal. Why? Listen, David knew this like a master. Why so cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. That, if God can speak to that kind of weariness, God can speak to you tonight in your explainable weariness. When your heart is heavy and you check all the bases, you love Jesus. Granted, we can always witness more. We can always pray more. We can always give more. We can always study more. We can always do that more. But that's not how you're saved. Are you with me? Yes. But you check the bases and you're walking with Jesus. You're moving on. But you're down. Just know this. The God of the Bible says, I speak a word to you in your weariness. And God is speaking to you tonight if you're listening. Tonight you may be here and you may feel totally condemned. Or you may feel like you cannot be saved. But to you who are listening, that you may find yourself tonight in that place, I want to ask you this. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be rescued by God? Let me put it to you personally. If you could have what you want now in light of what you've heard tonight, is it God that you'd want? If that's your answer, that answer, the response that you have in your heart was given to you by God. He is, the old Puritans called it wooing. He's wooing you. See, tonight there's people sitting here watching tonight and they're saying, I don't want anything to do with this. In fact, I regret this last 45 minutes. Okay, fine. But there may be somebody tonight saying, I need to get right with God. We need to do this tonight. Nobody needs to know what that is. I don't want to know. Your neighbors don't need to know. It's not about you listening to either one of these worship leaders tonight. Right now, I want you to just get before God. And if any of these things God might have used tonight to speak to you, church, it is time to get your life right with God. Any moment now, Jesus could shock this world. The indicators are everywhere. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Tonight is the night for you to be ready. Tonight, church, family, friends that are here tonight, I want to make something very clear. If you're thinking tonight of telling God that if he'll do this, then you'll do the other. If tonight you're approaching God and you're saying, okay, God, I'll commit myself to you if the deal's off the table. I mean, the actual deal is off the table. God does not deal. He is God. We are created beings. He's infinite. We are finite. He is holy. We are unholy. And he's asking you to come into himself. He's asking you to come to him. So there's no deals. There's no, God, I'll follow you if you give my boyfriend back to me. Oh, God, I'll follow you if I get that job. No deal. As God leads you tonight, we'll continue this song in our closing, but here's the deal. This is between you and God. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, man, I'm a Christian, but I have divorced God. I didn't even realize it till tonight. I've been out living my own thing. I've been doing my own deal. And then I've been asking God to bless me. I have sinned and I'm going to rededicate my life. And or if tonight you're saying, I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Tonight I hear that he died on the cross for my sins, rose again from the dead. And I don't want to be religious, but I want to be a real follower of Jesus. I don't want to join some club. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to fake it. I want this to be real. Good. Then if that's your desire tonight, obey God and respond to him. Don't let him, don't have it ever be said of him that he called out to you and you never responded. Don't do that. Father, as we stand here tonight at this late hour of history, we thank you, Father, for your mercy. You've allowed us to see things in this world, things that are transpiring that were written thousands of years ago in your word. And we see and we respond. We see the things that have gone on in our own lives. We ask you, Father, tonight that you'd receive us back into the fold of your family. For those that are coming for the first time tonight, asking you, Lord, to forgive them of their sins. Holy Spirit, descend upon them with your power. In fact, for that matter, for all of us, Lord, baptize us in the power of your Holy Spirit afresh in a revived newness of life. May that reality be lived out by the fruit of the Spirit that would come out of our lives of love, peace, joy. So the list goes on of wonderful attributes of your Spirit at work in our lives. But Father, tonight we pray that from this moment on, starting tonight, right here, right now, that there would be a dramatic course change in our lives. That as a church, as a people, as singles, as couples, as worshipers of the Most High God, that we would experience fresh power, fresh wind, fresh strength, fresh hope, renewed power. And for those that are making that commitment for the first time, the joy of salvation. Lord, hear this closing word from us in song. May it bless your heart. And Lord God, we beg of you, continue to change us inside out.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, Can I Ask You a Question? Part 1. We're so glad you joined us today. You know, God longs to awaken us. He has all the answers to our deepest concerns. But here's the question. Are we indeed listening? Can I Ask You a Question? Part 1 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, some people might think it's a bad thing that God knows all and sees all. Maybe you've been going down the wrong path, or you feel like you have to earn your way into God's heart. Or maybe you think that the poor choices you've made in life, well, they've gone far beyond God's ability to forgive. Well, here's some really comforting news. God knows you, he does. But the awesome thing is how much he still loves you. He even wants to have a personal relationship with you. So if you want to know more of what that's all about, we're here to help. Just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Know God tab. That's the Know God tab, K-N-O-W. Now, once you're there, you'll find the information you need to make a decision for Christ and a guide to share your faith with others. Now, here's what you can do for us. Let us know about your decision to follow Christ, or maybe you've got further questions. We're more than happy to help you with those. You can call us 877-777-2346 or email us at mail@reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Again, that's 877-777-2346 or email us, here's the address, mail@reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And I want to remind you to check out the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app when you get a chance. All kinds of ways to connect with everything that is Real Radio and Pastor Jack. Just simply go to your app store and download the Real Life app. You can also click your way through reallifewithjackhibbs.org and get the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.